Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
But Snippety B with 100 to go has run them ragged. Snippety B's going to be too strong, takes the Goodwood Wells.
Now on Taz Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
Well, another huge week of galloping action around the state, and the man to tell us all about it is the co-development manager of Thoroughbred Racing in Tasmania, Simon Stout, fresh from a week's holiday. How are you, Simon?
Yeah, terrific, Shane. Great to be back. Really looking forward to our upcoming summer carnival kicking off again tonight with a terrific program.
Well, you're first up from a spell, so you should be firing on all cylinders. What about the Devonport meeting on Sheffield Cup Day?
Yeah, terrific meeting. Of course, we saw Flying Stevie finally break through after registering 8 seconds in a row. And John Blacker, of course, that was the middle leg of a treble for him, a terrific performance. We saw doubles to Georgia Catania and Sherry Barr. I thought we saw two of our more progressive four-year-olds win on the program, that being Sabwa Steph, who registered a sub-48 last 800 in winning for Anthony Darman. And at the weekend, I think they're 2 4-year-olds that will certainly make their presence felt going forward. Of course, we saw a terrific performance in the Sheffield Cup by Orlando Dollar for Scott Brunton.
And the girls that put out the finish, as far as the jockeys were concerned, they weren't too sure who won it. It was a close finish.
Yes, Georgia Catania was shooting for a treble on the program, and she was touched out by Sherry Barr, who made a good thing of it by registering a win in the last to score a double, and that was on Master Alfred. It's her second double in more recent weeks for Sherry. She's certainly found some good form.
Well, it was a good crowd there at on Friday for the Boxing Day meeting, so that points well to what's going to be a great summer of racing. And, of course, it continues tonight with a 9-event card at Mowbray, a huge night with 2 feature races, the 3-year-old trophy and the Tasmanian Stakes.
Yes, and marvellous. Marvellous races, both of them. The 3-year-old trophy will again see Admiral and Valiant Warrior clash coming out of the 3-year-old cup. You've got the horses from behind them that ran terrific closing sectionals in Cole's Hero and Gigi's Golden Girl. And we throw in the recent good winner in Bella Venus, who's strung 2 together for Charlie Golgan and Luella Mayburn. And she's certainly going to make her presence felt as well. It certainly shapes as a terrific race, the 3-year-old trophy. And then into the Tasmanian Stakes, where GG's Black Flash will be shooting to break the $1 million mark.
Yeah, that's going to be tremendous if GG's Black Flash can do it. And, of course, why not a last start winner heading the weights? Picks up $1 million if it can be successful, first or second. And certainly on its recent form, you'd have to consider that may well be the case tonight.
Yeah, he looked terrific in the yard that night and raced right up to that. And certainly with Bank of Mo, Iggy McCool, Pitt Street again in the same field, you'd certainly think that they're going to be fighting out the finish. And a very interesting runner is that of Lucky Chappie for Julie Richards, former Chris Waller trained galloper. He's raced right around the world, this chap. He's found his way to Tasmania for the summer racing carnival.
What about a couple of winners for us on this night of card tonight?
We'll kick off in race 3, Shane, and we like here number 3, Stella Etoile from the Bill Ryan stable. She was terrific here 2 weeks ago when running second. They tinkered with a few gear changes to switch her back on, and she certainly did that. She ran sub-34 last 600 in 33.87, and she certainly shapes as though she's found her right form and can make an atonement for a narrow defeat last time out.
And GG Double J across in race number 4.
Yeah, terrific race, this race. We see Miss Middleton return for Barry Campbell after previously having a campaign for Bart Cummings and James Cummings on the mainland. And, of course, she had terrific form here when last with Barry. You've got the likes of Questmaster and Merrick's Beauty, who showed good form in stepping up to open company. But we have gone for GG's Double J here, number 6. He takes very strong form out of that 3-year-old cup, as we previously mentioned, with close up third behind Valiant Warrior and Admiral. He ran 33.64 for his last 600. They broke 1/10 for the race. And we think with a little bit of weight relief here, he's going to be very, very hard to beat, the 3-year-old.
And a little later in the night, we've got the Ray Trinder Memorial over the 1600.
And we've gone for another three-year-old again here coming out of the three-year-old cup, and that being Valdez for Graham McCulloch and Dave Keating. This bloke, he's a very solid performer. Of course, Graham thought that much of him that he ran him in the VRC size after running in the three-year-old features here. He came back. He was a winner in the winter. He's come back in good form. Even though a seventh of nine, he did run 33.09, which is really sharp sectional for his last 600 in the three-year-old cup. He steps up to a mile here. He's raced like that's going to suit him down to the ground. And we think he's a bit of quality in amongst the older horses here that can present and get the win for us.
So the three runners to keep an eye on tonight: race 3, number 3, Stella Etoile; race 4, number 6, GD Double J; and race 8, number 7, Valdez. And of course, Devonport Cup coming up next week as we burst into 2015, and Longford tomorrow. It's going to be a couple of great days.
Yeah, it is. We've got terrific fields for Longford. We've got a seven race program there. We've got divided race and terrific nominations. Headed by Sneaker Peak for Peter Moody in the Devonport Cup. At this stage, I think he's been handicapped with 61 kilos, so there may be a little bit of toing and froing whether he gets on the boat, but certainly adds plenty of interest to the race if he can make the trip across the water.
Any other runners we should be keeping an eye on in the Devonport Cup, given their lead-up form?
I think the way the Sheffield Cup played out, certainly Landerlaw was going to get in there with not a lot of weight. You know where he's going to put himself. He's going to be on speed, and he'll be hard to beat. Interesting to see what Royal Rapture's obviously going to go straight into the event, and others. And it presents as though it's always a highly competitive affair. Can't wait to get there on Wednesday and have a good look at them go around again.
Now, of course, a horse that won the Longford Cup 3 years ago will be leading the field out at Longford tomorrow. He's gone on bigger and better things since then.
Yes, the cleaner will be the star attraction tomorrow. Lucky enough that my first Longford Cup experience was seeing the cleaner win all the way there under Jacques Lux for Mick Burles back in 2012. And certainly will set a good tone for the rest of the year with another outstanding card again tomorrow. Really looking forward to getting out there. The weather wasn't too kind last year, and it did affect attendances, but I would suspect that with the way things look with regard to the forecast, that it'll be a really good day and a terrific race for the Longford Cup. I think it's thrown up one of the most competitive fields I've seen in a while with the likes of Cherry Dancer and Crystal Reef, Kukanoff's, of course, the last start winner. And you throw in recent good runs from Fill Out the Ticket and Sir Joey. So I think it's a really highly competitive race and should make really, really top racing on what looks to be a fantastic day out.
Certainly does. The first at 1.55, the last at 5.55, and it'll give all racegoers a chance to pay tribute to the champ, the cleaner, as he leads the field out for the Longford Cup at 5.15. Thank you for your time today, Simon. Thanks for your great efforts throughout the year. Hope you have a happy and safe new year, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, same to all listeners, Shane, and hopefully that they can end the year on a good note and certainly start the new year on a strong one. If not tomorrow at Longford, then at Devonport Cup next Wednesday.
And a man who's tipped us plenty of winners on Taz Racing throughout the year is Peter Staples. How are you, Pete?
G'day, Shane. Yeah, hope we can go with a few winners tonight. It'd be lovely to finish the year that way, and we might have a couple of good things go around tonight.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. So our Taz Racing Talk listeners have their pens poised. We've got race number 6 on the card, the Steve Licker Trophy. It's over the 1,400-metre journey for the three-year-olds. It's a tremendous field.
Well, it is indeed, man. And, look, I think at the set weights and Admiral, if he can't beat Valiant Warrior tonight, he'll never beat him. And look, he's just crying out for the 1,400. Brennan McCool said, look, he just stopped when he was just about to go to the front, and taking the blinkers off, back to set weights. He's drawn 8. Valiant Warrior's drawn 9. He'll just, you know, sit on midfield. He's just a class act. I just think he is the best three-year-old in the state over this ground. I think up to 1,200 metres, I think Valiant Warrior's proved himself. I do think they'll quinella the race, but I think Admiral will emerge triumphant over number 2, Valiant Warrior. I thought Bella Venus, the filly of Charlie Goggle and Ella Meeburns, she's had 3 runs this time in. She's unbeaten. She's beaten the older horses each time she's gone around. She's been very, very brave. and we get to see her shine tonight. And if she does, if she wins, well, she'll be a long odds on favourite to win the 1,000 guineas. But I don't think she can beat the two boys. And number three, Calavera, the stablemate of Admiral, he's the one that's going to be belting home hard at the business end of proceedings. He's a nice type and he's derby bound.
And
one,
big,
two,
big,
eight and three.
And big odds tonight too, Pete. So number three, Calavera.
Yeah, $34 they bet the fixed odds, and $6 a place, or $7 a place. And excuse that big truck just leaving. But look, yeah, he's big odds tonight, and I would expect you know, him to shine at the business end of the race.
Well, he's won three out of eight, been runner-up twice, come up against Admiral on more than one occasion, and was only a couple of lengths off them last time out behind Valiant Warrior, 3 1/4. So, as you say, that extra 200 is going to really be right up his alley, that's for sure.
And his sectionals were the best on the night as well, his last 600.
Okay, so he'll be going into the trifectas and first fours, that's for sure. So that's the first leg of the quaddie. Now, the second leg, our racegoers had the chance to see Gigi's Black Flash smash through that $1 million barrier tonight.
Well, he gets his chance. Look, he was terrific and courageous in the conquering to win that. He beat Pitt Street on his merits. The connections to Pitt Street are confident that he'll, for that also, will appreciate the 1,600. But I tell you what, if he's going to appreciate it, GG's Black Flash will appreciate it just as much. And Johnny Luttrell can't have him being beaten. He said his work's been faultless. And if he does take his recent form into this race, Siggy Carr stays aboard. He's going to be very hard to beat. So I'm going to have him on top, and if he does win or run second, he will break the $1 million barrier, and that will be a record because no other Tasmanian horse has won $1 million without having left the state, and that's quite a significant achievement. Banker Mo, I think he's the main danger. We've seen him come back. First up in the new market was a terrific run, and then he ran third in his subsequent outing behind GG's Blackfish and the Conquering in the weight for age, and he goes to the 1,600. We know he's strong at the mile, so here with the testing material. Iggy McCool, the mare, she's third up, and she'll appreciate the mile as well. And she does get a couple of kilos off the boys. And Pitt Street, you've got to put him in because he was game last time out, and he should be thereabouts. 1, 2, 8, and 4 in the Tasmania Stakes.
Yeah, tremendous race, that one. And then we move to race number 8, the Ray Trinder Memorial. It's the benchmark 62. It's over the mile.
Well, I've tipped Valdez here, number 7. My numbers are 7, 1, 6, and 2, and I tipped Valdez expecting him to be about $6, $7, or $8, but he opened up on with the corporates at about $2.50, maybe their assessors saw it the same way as me. But I think he's an exciting prospect. He's a 3-year-old that's going to be heading towards, you know, the better races, Tasmanian Guineas and the likes. He went over to Melbourne and contested the size produce at 2. He wasn't disgraced over there. And he came back, he won a race, and then Graham McCulloch put him out again. And he was first up fourth on Eyecatcher, and then he was doing his best work at the finish last time. Barrier for Adar Men on a board, a lot to like about Valdez in race 8. I thought Grey Gown, the toppy, the grey mare, she'd be running on hard at the business end. Fun Sugar has got good form. Barrier 1, so Dave Perez will be able to get her wherever he likes her. And 2, As Lanyon. Hasn't been far away of late. 7, 1, 6 and 2.
Well, we got a good push from Simon with Valdez as well, so no wonder it's going to start short. Might even start shorter now. And then we're up to race number 9. It's Book for the Cup, which is not too far away, of course, the last Wednesday in February. A few cups in the meantime between now and then, Longford, Devonport, and, of course, the Hobart Cups. But the Book for the Cup is the last race on the card, and it's also over the mile.
Okay, well, I've got number 11, Savragette, the filly of Bill Ryan's. She was very impressive the way she hit the line last start. It was third run back from the spell, followed up a game second. And I think she can do the trick again. I think either her or Know About Town, one of Troy's lackers that won its maiden last start, I think they'll probably fight it out. Known About Town will appreciate the 1,600, but I think so will Savragette. And it's probably a good test for her heading towards 1,000 guineas. One final RG is another reach-way chance. And 7 Western Front won well last start, and there's been a little bit of a push for Perplexing from the Scott Fronten stable in early markets. 11, 4, 1, and 7.
What's that make your quaddie look like for this 9 event card tonight, Pete?
Well, I think we can stand out 1 and 2, Admiral and Valiant Warrior in the first leg, then to 1, 2, 8, and 4, 7, 1, 6, and 2. And then 11, 4, and 1 in the last leg. That's $96 for 100%. or $9.60 for 10% for you and me.
Exactly. Now, what about a special or two? Have you found one?
One special in race two, number 5, Magnassa from the Johnny Black stable. He expects this 3-year-old to be good enough to go to a Tasmanian Guineas. So if that is the case, you would expect him to win this maiden. Against the older horses, albeit, but he's been working well, and his last start second was a knockout run. So I like race two, number 5, Magnassa, as a special. And if we did have to find something else, well, probably I'd have, it was going to be each way Valdez, but he's so short, I just still think he'll win. But it is an open race, and I'd be still taking the 4 that I've selected in the quali.
And, of course, tomorrow, Pete Longford and one of your pin-up horses, everybody's pin-up horse in Tasmania, the Cleaner, will lead the field out for the Longford Cup. That's going to be a great thrill for everybody on course tomorrow.
It should be a great day. Like, it's a great day, Longford Cup day. There's local totes only that Tatsbet will be, the tote will be operating Win and Place, Cornella and Trifecta, I believe, on all races. And there'll be bookmakers there as well to help all the patrons. There'll be thousands here tomorrow. It'll be just a sensational day. The weather forecast is terrific. And I think that should be good. And the cup should be a beauty. And I think Kuchenhof will be very hard to beat in the cup. You're going out to Longford tomorrow and you can have a bet on the course only. Have something on Kuchenhof in the Longford Cup. Troy Blacker's horse has won very impressively in the system last start. And I think you can get the chocolates over the 1800.
All right, Pete, thanks for that tip. That should start us off well for 2015. Let's hope we get that quaddy tonight to finish off 2014. And we thank you for all your great efforts throughout the year.
Well, my pleasure, Shane.